Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind. Zombies to the left of me, zombies to the right of me, zombies sitting straight in front of me, I'm gonna go through anyways. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I don't know how to say that properly, but it's completely, absolutely atrocious.
And there will be, at the dinner table, a small ding, ding, when food is about to be served. Then the machines will come out and deliver brains on plates full of bacon, with cookies garnishing the round, so that it's all a happy little thing.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I don't care how it's pronounced, it's gonna be gracious.
And when the spiders of doom, currently learning, living, and living, and all that other L-word type stuff from Mars, they're going to come and visit. When they do, they're going to leave little presents for all the little boys and girls all across this great land of ours, especially North America, because everybody in North America deserves a special little present from the spiders of doom.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I don't know what to say, but it's gonna show us.
And if we're always going to go, we're going to go with a sense of decorum, aplomb, and a heck of a well-known capricious nature of tolerance. And that sounds rather, oh, I don't know, kind of not quite together.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, it's all good because I don't knows this.
I thought I figured I'd try my death metal version there. It's like, hi, DW, how's it going?
All right, guys. Yeah, that him right over there, white jacket, make him hug himself.
I've been hugging myself all day long. Ah!
Not worried about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
Why?
Even Jack's like, really?
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to push that envelope and say, hey, let's explore. How far can you go when the door is here and you know there's more over there? Can you go right through that door? Can you find something more? I think it can be done, and I would like to experiment every once in a while because I am like that.
No, wait. You said the door is here, and that's over there. But is over there inside the door or outside the door?
Nope. You're confused. The door is here. That is over there. There is always more sitting outside in the air. Tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know the lyrics to that song, so I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Agents.
I haven't watched it yet.
I did.
I know.
I was disappointed.
Oh, well. However, I am Grodd!
Yes?
I am up to date on Flash now.
What'd you think?
Eh.
I was hoping for more.
You didn't even comment on the picture I posted that no, I tagged you in.
I didn't because I knew you were going to discuss it tonight. Every time I go ahead, you're like, wait until we do the show. Okay.
I don't watch, Flash is not my first show to watch, so you're just lucky I happened to watch 5 episodes of it this week. It's like, okay.
Binge. Well, put it like this. I'm halfway through season 4 in Chuck.
Ooh, Chuck is fun.
Yes.
Wait, that only goes up to 5 seasons.
Yes, I know. And when I talked to you, I was just barely in season 1.
I know. So now you've seen him fall in love, get dumped, fall in love again, get dumped again, and he's probably due to fall in love again.
No, he's actually already proposed.
So. Oh, the proposal one. Yes, yeah. He's going to fall in love and then get dumped again.
It's happened a few times.
Just a couple.
But I kind of cracked up laughing when they introduced his mother.
Who is his mother again?
Linda Hamilton.
Right.
And she comes to rescue him and says the famous line, "Come with me if you want to live."
Yes.
I cracked up laughing. I knew there was going to be a Terminator line in there sooner or later. I mean, his father was the guy from, what was the name of that? Quantum Leap. That's what it was.
Yes, that guy.
Yeah. But I had to go back and watch again to see if he makes any of the famous lines from Quantum Leap.
Nope.
I didn't think he did, but I didn't catch any.
Nope. But I'm surprised you haven't asked me why I'm doing the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I have a feeling you got your Mary Poppins stuck in your Blu-ray.
Mary Poppins death metal! I love that bit. It's freaking awesome. No, I shared with me last week. It's like, I love this stuff. This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really did a good job of it. It was like spontaneously cool. Mm-hmm. As it were.
Well, I did watch Big Hero 6 as I said I would.
Ah, and?
I was actually impressed. I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Cute especially movie.
For an anime. And I mean, wow.
Western anime, by the way.
Well, yeah, because it's not technically.
It's not Japanese. It's American teams doing it in Japanese style, which with Western stories.
And a couple points you tend to forget you're actually watching that kind of, you know. I guess there's a point where you lose the line of, hey, this is a cartoon versus a, you know, live action. You know, you just kind of totally lose that line, but. It wasn't so bad, and I kept trying to figure out, where's the six come in? Where's it? Oh, okay.
Finally, figured it?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, this is crazy! These aren't even my arms, I'm just going to put it out here.
Yeah.
I liked him, he was funny.
I can see why that'll never make live action.
No. Too much CG.
Big time, big time.
But although, you know that they're filming, or they're doing the filming for Pacific Rim 2, right?
Yes.
In town.
We're up there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Guillermo del Toro loves it up this way, apparently. The Strain Season 2, I think, is finished filming, and that's been filmed up here as well. And I know Pacific Rim is being done at the studios down by Cherry Beach, which is where there's a whole bunch of film studio stuff here in Toronto.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know he's working over there.
Now I have to ask you this one question.
Five.
You've got to have seen it. Have you seen the new trailer?
I haven't had a moment yet free today to watch it yet. The schedule for me to watch after the show.
I've seen half of it. I got interrupted, so I have to go back and watch the whole thing again. But even in just the half that I got, there was a particular comment that came out, and I said ZZ is going to go nuts on this comment.
Good way or bad?
Bad.
Oh.
Where Ultron comes from.
Well, I already know where Ultron comes from. Yeah. He's a Jarvis hack.
No. Worse.
He's an alien technology Jarvis hack Iron Man suit.
In the preview, Tony Stark says that he created it. It's an artificial intelligence that he created.
We know that.
That's where it's going to come from.
They announced that last time.
Well, I mean, it was like a little more detailed.
Well, basically it is. It's a Jarvis failed hack.
I'm just disappointed. I'm
because you know where Ultron comes from, right?
I got to remember. It wasn't from us. That's what I remember. It was.
It is from us.
Oh, okay. Well, fill me in because maybe I'm thinking wrong then.
Remember Ant-Man?
Yeah, yeah.
Ant-Man built Ultron. Ant-Man is also a super scientist smarty pants guy, and his thing was, hey, I'm a smart guy, I'm going to build me an artificial intelligence and see what I can do.
And so basically they made it as Tony Stark did it instead
of Ant-Man. Because they're not filtering Ant-Man into the Avengers universe as it is right now.
Oh, that's garbage.
Oh, no, it's... Here's the thing. It's the same thing as what happened with Guardians of the Galaxy. If they can make the story good, cohesive, and worthwhile, and workable on its own, I'm fine with changes. Okay, because mm-hmm. that's all part of the way that a good story is. But if they make changes for the sake of making changes, that's retarded.
Yeah.
See, with the Fantastic Four movie, I'm on the bench, I'm on the fence there about how I think that's going to work. I think it looks cool. The trailer that they released there recently, a couple weeks ago, it looks cool. It looks like it could really, really work. But Doom as an angry blogger just really sets me back a whole lot.
Well, I mean, and it's not the only part where they've kind of...
Oh, no, everything has been changed. Like, everything. Not a single part of it is, like, from based on the comic books. They even flat out said, this is not based on the comic books. The people who are doing the characters said, no, we're not reading the comic books, because that's just not what we're doing.
Well, obviously they're not, because, you know, a lot of things are really being taken away in those portions, but... I would almost kind of say if we had to view it, we need to view these movies as their own comic book.
Precisely.
You know, how many times did they come out with a comic book and it's you know, starting all over and it's a whole different storyline? You know, and you're just like, okay, I mean, Spider-Man's come out how many times with how many different storylines? Just that alone.
5 movies, 2 actors, 2 series.
I was even going there. I was talking about the comics because it's been in the newspapers. Oh,
comic books have been. They got up to issue. They hit 600. I know that. For Amazing. And Amazing is only one of 3 regular series title names for Spider-Man, because there's Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man, Spectacular Spider-Man, Web of Spider-Man.
Because we have one that's commonly in the newspapers all the time. And. I mean, that one's changed stories I don't know how many times as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you follow, because there's people who love the comic books still, so they do read the funny pages, but a lot of them read it, you know, they get their daily fill of Spider-Man in the comic pages.
You guys still get Spider-Man in the comic, in the newspaper?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I don't know where that's coming from, because it's not done anywhere else that I know of.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So, I mean...
You're getting the Ghost comics, bro.
There you go. Yeah.
You and your paranormal people, and I'm going to say that with a little bit more pepper. Paranormal people with a little bit of pepper.
That pepper must have been spicy.
I don't know. I don't do spices.
Well, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. If people want to look at the movies as, they don't match up to the comic books. Well, because the movie is literally its own comic book.
Well, you know what I have to say to that, right?
I have a feeling, but you might need to...
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious doesn't make any sense, but I'm still going to go with this.
Yeah, somewhere down the line, you're going to just totally lose your voice.
Nope.
Yes.
My voice is probably one of the few things that I'm fairly certain I'll never lose.
He's already lost his mind. We know that already.
Never had to worry about a mind because the mind kept going on its own way to find.
And yes, Jack, they still make newspapers.
Not in my city.
Really? Really?
Okay, so they do, but I don't get any delivery.
I was going to say. I mean, you can still get them delivered, but I've seen them, you know, they have...
They call me once in a while. Say, do you want the newspaper? It's like, hell no. Why not? Because I don't need it. I got the internet.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. They are slowly changing that up to where you still can get everything online. But there's still, you know, the reason we still have print books and print comic books, because people love to still hold the paper and look at it.
Yeah.
But anywho,
No.
Obviously no. You don't watch Arrow.
No. Arrow? No. Who the hell watches Arrow?
I do watch Arrow.
Why would you watch Arrow?
Well, especially since this last week they...
Arrow's about a persnickety old guy who thinks he's making a change in the world by shooting people with an arrow.
They introduced Adam.
Duh. Oh, speaking of that...
He flew. And the first thing I thought of was...
Adam flew?
Yep. It was kind of like a Tony Stark suit, in a sense. It was an Iron Man suit in a roundabout way. Uh-huh. Now you're going to have to watch the episode.
No, I'm not. I don't have to watch nothing.
It was... I will see what happens when they continue the story with him.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I don't care, because it's completely atrocious.
Since I know you don't watch it, I can do spoilers on this one. Roz actually asks Arrow to take over for him.
Who?
Ra's al Ghul.
Are you kidding me? They introduced Ra's al Ghul and Arrow?
Yes.
That's so bad.
Roz actually killed Arrow.
Did he put him in the resurrection pit?
No, he got resurrected a different way.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know that's not part of the Green Arrow mythos in the comic books, right?
Oh, why did you go Green Arrow? I was not going to mention that. Okay, Diggles, which is partner.
Diggles?
Yeah, John Diggles.
Who the frick is Diggles?
Diggs is his name for short. Anyway, he's the one of the guys that's with the Arrow.
Is that the big bald guy?
That's the black guy.
Yeah, that's what I said, the big bald guy.
I didn't think he was bald.
He's bald.
Okay.
He was bald when he did the guest appear in Flash.
Yeah. Well, there's the storyline that's come out. He's going to be the new Green Lantern.
Okay.
And the way they're saying is it's going to be on...
What the hell's with the harmonica?
Somebody's calling in the middle of a show. It's going to happen on Arrow.
Okay. Another reason for me not to watch Arrow. Along with the Atom, who looks wrong. Green Arrow, that's fine. They can do... what the heck was his name? Oh, crap, I can't remember his name. Damn it. John Stewart, that's who it was. That's the black guy who became a Green Arrow.
Oh, okay.
So, his name's not John Stewart, it's Diggles.
Not Green Arrow, Green Lantern.
Same thing, Green Lantern. Whatever. Now, it only makes sense that they would introduce a Green Lantern and Green Arrow, because...
the green thing?
Well, not only the green thing, but the fact is the comic books series, they were actually pretty much part and partner all the time. They were best of friends, and they actually did most of their adventures together.
Well, you know what gets me about this whole show is at one time...
The fact that they're green?
Well, no, because then there's the red guy.
Red Hood?
They don't even call him that. Red Arrow, Red Hood, they don't call him that. You know what they call him?
No.
Arsenal.
That's a completely different character.
Exactly. So I'm there's some things in the Arrow series that's really changing a lot of the characters. Originally, I thought Arsenal was the character that John Diggles is supposed to be.
I just can't keep a straight face every time you keep saying Diggles. Diggles!
I did not name the guy, okay?
I'm just saying, the guy's name... was made for a female audience. Diggle, 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 diggle! I'm just saying. That's what they're saying.
I'm not going to be able to watch that show with a straight face every time.
Precisely what I'm saying. Diggle, 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 diggle! Diggle! Is this... I can't watch that show? The guy's name is Diggle? No, I can't watch that. The blonde lady that's in the show, I don't know what her character name is again.
Oh, Felicity Smoke.
That one. I like her. She was funny.
She's awesome.
Heads?
I want to know what she's supposed to be because...
Nothing. She's not a character in the DC Universe that I know of.
No, well, I know that. But, I mean, the way they're going with her, she's kind of back and forth. Oh, she's helping Arrow, and then she's now helping, Atom, It's just like, dude, really, choose a side, choose one, and do that one.
She's a DC character.
Oh, Felicity Smoke? Yeah, I think I did tell you that last
time. Fury of Firestorm, number 23. But, not really anything else. She's just basically a manager of a computer software firm.
Well, she's a smart, they got her as like, the high-tech person,
Yes.
Knows all the computer stuff, which is cool. I mean, yeah, you need that with today's stuff. So there you go. You throw your techie version into each,
The Scooby Gang. She's the Scooby Gang.
She's the Velma. She's the funny Velma. There you go.
Okay.
Well, come on. Was Velma ever funny?
Yes.
When?
Okay, gang. Jinkies!
Right. I'm just going to, yeah.
Poop on you then, man. Poop. Okay, so I watched The Flash. Episodes 10 through 14.
Okay.
They were okay.
Was 14 the last one?
No. When does it show the air?
It airs on Tuesdays. I didn't watch last night.
Then so. I didn't watch last night's.
I don't know even if they did have one last night. We're going to find out right now.
Okay, whatever. But the last episode I saw was Reverse Flash. Oh, look. It is Professor Wes, or whatever his name is. Oh my goodness.
He gets hit with that bomb and all those needles stick into him.
That's funny and amusing, but can't see that one working.
I can for the the scientific side, they called it.
No, I don't think that would work.
Well, no, you think about it. You take if you've ever taken a magnet and just rubbed it through dirt really fast, mm-hmm. and then you get all these little particles that stick to it.
Yep.
In a sense, that's the concept they were saying at that.
How does that affect the guy who moves fast? It's just a bunch of little shards of metal.
Because he's kind of creating a magnetic. That's
they're
what they
not creating a magnetic field. He's creating a sonic boom.
Saying what they're...
Sonic and magnetic are two different words that end with itic. They don't mean the same. They don't even come close to the same. Sound is not magnetic. Magnetism is not sound.
Now, how many people are going to sit back and say, yeah,
me?
Yeah, there's one.
I am a critique. I do that. I say things where I see things, and those things is wrong. I am the guy who will say with a mighty voice on top of a mountain and say, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I don't care. I don't know. It's completely crocious.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, what?
So anyway, so yeah, 14 was the last episode.
Well, goody, goody, goody gumdrops. So we got to see the colonel get thrown to the gorilla.
I loved that part.
That was amusing.
You know, and he did say, and it confirmed with what you were saying, he's like, that voice, it's in my head. Which you said Grog never spoke. But, you know, there you go, because it was in his head the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yet Grodd, according to the comic books, is basically the leader of a super intelligent race of gorillas that live in the African jungles, untouched by man or concerns thereof.
Right.
So it's not a matter of how they seem to be positioning it as, oh, look, we raised and trained this gorilla to be smart.
Well, I'm kind of curious still where they're going to go with it, because, again... True. They're rewriting this stuff.
Well, yeah. And that's fine. Like I said, as long as it stays cohesive and integrally good to its own, I like it. But what I didn't like was the, oh, hey, let's get a... Oh, I can't remember the redheaded girl's name. I want to keep calling her Annie Potts, but it's not her.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. The girl that her boyfriend was the fire...
Yeah, that one. They get up on stage and do karaoke, and right off the bat, Flash guy, Wally, gets a date. Oh, wait! With a reporter from the same news channel that, what's her name? Violet? No, not Violet. No, Man, whatever. I don't care about names, but we know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where she's suddenly gotten a job, too.
But
surprise! Coincidences.
How weird is that, that he's in love with the girl that he practically grew up with as a sister?
Mm-hmm.
Is there not something twisted about that?
No, I mean, that happens. It happens all the time.
Okay.
You if you grow up with somebody, as like you're in a situation where you live with somebody, you're not related, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, you can have emotional feelings and attachments, but you don't really realize it because you're too close to the person. It's like, okay, we're best friends, blah, 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 blah. And then at some point in time, you get to that point later on, it's like, wait a sec, we should have been more than just best friends. And that does actually happen quite a bit more often than people seem to think. Mm-hmm. That's why it's Hollywood likes positioning it so much like that. It's like, yeah, tragic, we could have, but, oh, the timing was wrong because nobody requited each other. It's like, oh, therefore sad.
Well,
the Greeks had a whole series of stories based on this sort of thing. They called it the tragedies.
Yeah. I will give you one thing. I have not finished playing catch-up on it. Agent Carter.
I'm only at episode 4 so far, I think.
Okay, well, you will be pleased as of episode 5. That was the last one I've watched.
I don't know if I'll be pleased. I'm getting really disappointed of the extreme, in-your-face, feminist look everybody puts us down.
That away. In episode 5, they turn that around.
I want to know what's with the chick who lives beside her in the place. Is that an automatic pistol? I love that. That was hilarious.
Wait until you see episode 5. It explains
good.
Her.
I want to know who Dottie is.
Oh, my God. And then she gets even more freakier at the very good. End of that episode. I'm like,
she was God. Like, she's the reason why I would keep watching that show if that was the case, because she was weird.
I got a feeling she's something more, and like I said, there's 8 episodes. I'm on I've already finished episode 5, so I've got 6, 7, and 8 to watch still. It's they finally are shutting down this woman this and woman that thing and getting to the more of the heart of the story.
Good, because that shit's getting boring.
Big time. I was hoping they were going to do it, but I had a feeling they probably wouldn't do it until later in the season, and thank God they didn't take it all that way, because I would have turned it off.
Well, fine. Be that way.
But now I will admit, I still have yet to catch up on...
I'm behind on Gotham and Constantine, but I'll be making that up this week.
Constantine, I'm up to date on. Well, no, I got one more episode, which was the last episode they did.
I want them to introduce Swamp Thing in Constantine.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be freaking cool.
That would be awesome. Now, wait, which Swamp Thing would you go with, though? The one from the old movie, or? Okay, thank God.
I go with the ones from the comic books.
Yeah, that was just a horrible Swamp Thing.
No, it wasn't.
The one from the movie?
It was fun.
He was.
He was a guy in a rubber suit, but he was fun.
They could have done better on this.
Of course they could have done better. They can always do better. That's what happens with technology. It gets better.
But then again, they probably are at a point where they can do that. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, back then in the 80s, what did they have? They had rubber suits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah. Okay. But.
God, I'm going to miss a lot of Gotham.
Okay, fine.
I can only get 5 episodes now.
Don't worry, you can get the rest later. They put it out on DVD.
Yeah, I know, but that means I'm going to not understand enough to catch up where I'm at now.
Pfft. Whatever. It's not like you understand them anyways.
This is true.
But speaking of TV shows, I want to talk about one more.
Okay.
Walking Dead. So I didn't see this Sunday's episode, but I saw last Sunday's episode.
The last episode I watched was with the first one back. So,
you haven't even watched? So you saw Tyrese and what happened to him?
Yeah, I saw that episode.
But you didn't see the other episodes after that?
No, not yet. I don't care if you spoil it. Go ahead.
Okay. So apparently the internet was all a buzz about the gay kiss in The Walking Dead.
Which one was that?
That was not this Sunday's, but the previous Sunday's. That would be 2 episodes after the Tyrese passed away one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Was this somebody kissed Daryl?
No.
Oh, thank God.
This is a gay couple that's in the show. They're in the comic books, Aaron and Eric. They are characters that have been established in the comic book thing, and they are now being established in the TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's my thing. Gay couples are going to survive the apocalypse too, man. Deal with it. It's like, you have no issue with all this blood and guts and crap and rape scenes and everything else, and it's all this really dirty, gritty crap, and you have a problem with two guys having a happy moment.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. Seriously, that's just, like, lame. But that's all I'm going to say about it, because that's just, like, lame. And I just wanted to get my opinion out there on that. It's like, I don't really care about the whole gay thing or whatever, but you guys got all bent out of shape because two guys kissed on screen? Holy crap, man. I think there's a whole bunch of other crap you can get really bent out of shape more than that.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, come on.
Like April 10th. But on that note, I think you want to do music, don't you?
What's with April 10th?
Oh, I can talk about it when we get back.
No, now.
April 10th. That's when Daredevil hits Netflix.
Whatever, I won't see it because I don't watch Netflix. I'll see it eventually, but not right away.
Yeah, but I know you're curious.
Oh, I'm definitely curious. I mean, I like the look of it. It sounds like it's going to be really cool. And I like the whole Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and the Defenders. Love the concept, but it's all going to be about the execution. I saw who they've got playing as Kingpin. He looks good.
Who's playing Kingpin?
I don't know his name.
Ah.
But he's a big, strong-looking, bald guy, and it's like, excuse me. Now I want to run music.
I guess we're talking Daredevil when we come back.
Maybe not.
No?
Maybe not.
No? You're okay now? Yeah, run the music. Or, no, you still want music. Okay.
The path of darkness leads with great
an interminable darkness, summoning from the void all of the voices of evil at the beginning of doom. What say you, evil creatures of the night? What despicable concept do you drag out of the very bowels of ungodly hell spawn spits of doom? That was Prodigy, by the way, a band I actually really like, and the song was called One Love. I don't know why they called it that way, because it was just a fun little song. It's got like a real tune. They go, hey, hey there, EW, we're back.
I can tell.
I'm not tired at all.
I can tell.
And not even the least.
You're talking Vincent D'Onofrio?
Who?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
In what?
He's playing Wilson Fisk.
No, that's not who I was talking about.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know. They announced it the other day.
No, I'm looking at the IMDb, and Wilson Fisk is a kingpin, right?
Maybe.
As far as I remember.
Maybe.
Did they change who he is?
Maybe.
His name?
I mean, Netflix. Daredevil.
I'm already there.
Kingpin. I'm not looking for that. Nope.
Rosario.
Oh, it is Vincent D'Onofrio. Sorry.
Rosario Dawson's in it, too. I didn't know she was going to be
in it. Yes, that I knew. You are right. It is Vincent D'Onofrio. For some reason, I was thinking somebody else completely when you said D'Onofrio. Because I don't really like somebody. Oh, I'm thinking, who am I thinking of? Who's the Titanic guy?
Wait, no, you're talking older guy, Titanic.
No, I'm talking skinny little white punk.
Not Jack.
No, not Jack.
Oh, thank God.
What the hell's his name?
Yeah, you know, you got me thinking. Which one Titanic are you talking about? Yeah. With DiCaprio.
DiCaprio, that's it.
Oh, you're thinking DiCaprio. Well, that was Jack.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Leonardo.
But Billy Zane, that's probably
who I like Billy Zane.
He probably, I don't know if he could pull off a kingpin, though.
Who, D'Onofrio or Billy Zane?
Billy Zane. D'Onofrio could totally pull off kingpin.
Oh, yeah, he's a big guy. He can do it. I'm sure of it. But Billy Zane, no. He was awesome in Tales from the Crypt.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The first one.
Okay.
Billy Zane, bald guy, on the bus, trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yes. Here we go. It took me a minute. I remember. Yeah, which character was he? Okay, there we go. Now, see, every time I think Billy Zane, I think the Phantom.
Billy Zane the Phantom.
Now, he played the Phantom. I'm not saying the movie was totally great.
I'm not even going to come close to saying it was great.
It was decent.
Nah, he's had better roles, though.
No, he has. But
I think his best role was Tales from the Crypt.
I still laugh at the way he talks, because if you ever watch Billy Zane talk, he actually talks to it through his teeth.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. It's not like you can do that. It's really dark, really strange, like.
Somebody call a doctor, we're losing the zombie.
I don't know what you're talking about. Zombies don't get lost, we always find our way. No matter what you people in the human humanity type things stick to do, we always find a way. Through the door, through the window, through that unlocked porch, whole patio type thing. Ooh!
Billy Zane was in Blood Rain?
Yes, he was. And he was horrible! They had a whole bunch of people in Blood Rain. The first one, right?
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, just Blood Rain, 2005. Yeah.
Blood Rain, the first one, had a whole bunch of famous people in it. And it sucked. Like, it was like one of those movies, how did that suck so bad? They had good people in there.
Michael Madsen.
What's her face?
Christina Loken?
No, I like her, but not that. I always think of Rosario Dawson when I think of this girl as well.
Oh, Michelle Rodriguez.
That's it. She's like, she dialed in her act performance in this one. It's like, there's the one scene where they're walking around. It's like, yeah, there's some dead bodies over here. Cold. What the hell was that crap?
Meatloaf was in it?
Yes, Meatloaf was in it.
Oh my god.
He was the main course. Big feller, man. Big feller. He's like the main course for two vampires.
Ben Kingsley. Yeah, you're talking about some names in here that really look like they should. It should have made the film worth it.
The talent that was in that movie was awesome. And how Uwe Boll could screw it up so badly, I don't know. The movies that followed like that, Blood Rain 2, Blood Rain 3, okay, well, they were going to be crappy anyways, because no matter how they cut that, they were going to be crappy. So you knew what you were getting. Blood Rain 1 was like, look at all these people in this movie. It looks so freaking cool. The girl that they got being Blood Rain, that's awesome. Look at that. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
No, this movie sucked.
Oh, there's your Blubberella.
Dude, you have to watch that.
Dude, you told me you hated it.
I did, but you have to watch it. It's hilarious. It's so wrong.
I'm looking at the cover.
The lead character goes out on a date with Hitler as they hook up on JDate.com.
Is that who I think it is?
That was Uwe Boll playing Hitler.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Who'd you think it was? Benny Hill?
I can barely tell. It looks like the guy who plays Booger in this one.
No.
Picture I'm seeing.
No, it's not him. But it's some guy who does look like him. Yes, I know what you're talking about. But the guy playing Hitler was actually Uwe Boll. And he plays it so badly. It's awesome. But you have to watch Blood Rain 3 and then watch Blubberella. Because otherwise a lot of the jokes don't stick. That doesn't really seem that all that funny. Oh my god, they did this in the other movie with... Oh jeez. Kind of thing. We've been over this already. Can't talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
But you know what we are going to talk about next?
Why?
John Wick.
Oh yeah, I can talk about John Wick.
I know you can. That's why I'm talking about John Wick. I watched that movie this weekend. Uh-huh. I was suitably... It's like, that was okay. That's a good movie. Keanu Reeves has to do more movies like that where he doesn't talk as much.
Oh, no. I mean, he totally pulled it off as mm-hmm. that. I would love to see John Wick continue. Well, not necessarily story, but, you know, because of what his character is as an assassin. More assassin type.
I wouldn't want to see him as an assassin. I think it's better for him to keep changing roles.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Once he's the kind of actor, I think, that if you put him into a typeset role, you're going to always keep thinking of it. Because, I mean, every time I think of him now, I always think of him as two different things. Matrix, Neo, and dude, Wild Stallions!
Yeah.
From Bill and Ted. Those are the two only characters I really ever see him as. If he keeps changing, it's like, great. He keeps showing a diversity of character role and the ability to jump into different possibilities. So that's good. You know? Because
yeah.
I liked him in 47 Ronin. I liked him in The Man of Tai Chi. And there was another one I liked him in recently, too.
You know, he I hate to say it, he plays a really good bad guy.
That's great. I love the bad guys. The bad guys are what make... You can't be a good guy without having a great bad guy.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, of course, he wasn't, in this case, he wasn't pulling the, hello, Mr. Anderson, but, well, you know what I mean?
I mean, that voice goofy thing is like, that was the Matrix. Like, that was good for the Matrix, but you want to get into a good bad guy motif. John Travolta plays a good bad guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like him as the bad guy. I don't really like him as the goody-goody two-shoes, but whatever. But yeah, What's-His-Face does play a great bad guy. Yes, Keanu Reeves. Sorry, losing train of thought. I'm not tired in the least.
You know, I gotta say, the action in this was really good. And did you see Baba Yaga was considered boogeyman?
This is the thing. Baba Yaga is not the boogeyman. And that was the one thing that was really pissing me off in this movie. What I did really like was the way that they did the Russian to English text transitions. Okay, so the subtitles for the Russian guys always talking or whatever, it wasn't in the, hey, is like text running along in the bottom. Okay, that's boring. It's like, they superimpose it over here, they superimpose it over there. It's like, oh yes, and he's the guy you call to kill Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
Right?
It was comic book.
Comic book style, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really well integrated. It was the kind of things like, the guy who made this movie was thinking of the cinematography behind it, conceptualized and understood, and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we put the subtitles for the Russian in different places where it kind of made sense because they're going to talk, and it's like pretty painted, hey, look, it's like a storybook. You know? That actually really, 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 really worked good for me. But Baba Yaga is not the boogeyman. It is just a fairy tale, a Russian fairy tale. It's a really cool one, but
just not the one that you
it's
want.
It's not the boogeyman.
Now here, you want to have something fun?
I'm always up for fun.
I might have mentioned it last time, but I don't remember. You remember, have you ever seen the, what is it, Allstate Mayhem guy?
No.
So you've never seen the commercials for Allstate where they have...
I don't watch TV.
Okay, you need to go to YouTube and look up... Mr. Mayhem for Allstate. It's this one guy who's always, you know, getting injured or something, you know. In one commercial, he's literally hanging off the side of a car as it's driving down the road, and he's like, I'm the blind spot in your rearview mirror, or in your mirror, you know. Mm-hmm. He's all telling the lady, okay, it's safe, you know, but he's always getting hurt or something. That is the guy who's
his name is Dean Winters.
Yeah, he's the father, or he's the partner, or I don't know what he actually is, the right-hand man to the father, or whatever. Yeah, that's Mr. Mayhem.
How did that have anything to do with John Wick?
He's in John Wick.
He's in John Wick?
Yeah, it's the guy, the part, you know, the when the kid comes in for the first time, and the father's like, "Where have you seen my son?" And the guy he's talking to, and he keeps wanting to leave. The guy he's talking to is Mr. Mayhem.
You mean his adjutant?
What he's done before. Most people know him from the main role as being Mr. Mayhem.
Oh, Avi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I could care less.
Well, if you've ever seen any of them, you kind of crack up laughing. Then when you see him finally get injured in the movie.
Oh, good. I got a gun. I can shoot him. But pew, 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 pew. Oh, he's dead now.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
What I really liked was John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo?
Yeah. Russian mob guy calls, I hear you hit my son. I did. Why? Well, he stole John Wick's car and shot his dog. Oh, click.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
But, you know, I thought John Leguizamo would be in there a lot more. I was kind of disappointed that he had that short role.
If they bridge it as an ongoing series or whatever, they'll probably expand it. But I really liked William Dafoe in it.
Yeah.
Adrienne Palicki. I loved her.
Wait, was she the one trying to kill him, or was she the one at the bar?
She was Mrs. Perkins.
Okay. I like the one at the bar.
Bridget Regan.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cute, but whatever.
And then I got to go back and look, because I think I remember the wife. She's actually a famous actress, but I can't remember who she is. I'm going to go look it up right
what?
Now.
What?
His wife.
Whose wife?
John Wick's wife.
John Wick's wife.
The one that died. The way the whole story starts.
I think that's Bridget Monaghan.
Is that who that is?
Yeah. Yes, Bridget Monaghan was his wife.
Yeah. She's...
Dude, she was in Battle of Los Angeles, which is a horrible movie, too.
She's in a lot of movies, but she's the...
she was in Prey.
She was an iRobot.
Yeah, we don't really talk about that movie.
But she's in Blue Bloods, and that's where I quickly caught who.
Never watched it.
I watch it. I know it's
she
not
was
your
in type. Sex and the City. Yeah. I also never watched that. Oh, she was in Coyote Ugly.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Nothing.
That I did watch.
I have seen that. I just don't remember her in there.
I don't really care. That movie wasn't a movie to remember anybody in.
Wait, she was in Some of All Fears?
Sure. Never watched that either.
It's not a. It was okay. The main character, Ben Affleck's role, or the character he's playing, I didn't like him. They could have put somebody else in his place.
You know when I go with meh, you know what that means, right?
You don't like Ben Affleck.
I didn't like the storyline that you were going on with that movie. It's like, that's boring.
Oh, no, it was just that Ben Affleck's character could have been somebody else.
Anything Ben Affleck's in is boring. Affleck sucks!
It's the Jack Ryan series.
Sucks!
And they could have put somebody else as Jack Ryan.
Still sucks. Sucks. Sucks like a big dodo bird.
See, I don't see her listed. That, you know what's funny is I'm looking at the cast, right, for Some of All Fears. And
she's probably in the extended cast. Probably wasn't in there for very much.
Ben Affleck's not even in the cast.
Well, thank God, because Ben Affleck sucks.
Morgan Freeman's in the cast.
Morgan Freeman is awesome. But just don't call him...
No, you got him wrong. Don't call Sam Jackson Morgan.
Don't call Morgan Freeman Samuel Jackson either. He'd get upset too.
Yeah, but not anywhere close to
not as anywhere as prolifically profane and profoundly punctualized in that peppered words. Lots of peas because he was particularly put out by that comment.
Oh, dude.
I know. I loved it. That was funny as hell.
Oh, my God.
But totally true.
That. Yeah.
You know? Now, so.
Let me ask you. Now, going back to John Leguizamo a moment.
Five.
You think about his role
He was clown in Spawn.
I know. My favorite character of them all.
Okay.
My sister met him. And, you know, he'd asked what role she liked, and she told him.
And?
I'll tell you in just a quick second. Hold that thought.
No!
Talk about your book.
Oh, man. Seriously? You got a call? What the heck, man? People's lack of professionalism. Okay. So I'm going to just talk about some random stuff, because that's what I like to talk about. I am the random guy. I am the zombie. So, hey... You know what? Life is really weird, because every once in a while, you like get these situations where the world just comes at you from like several different directions all at once, and you have to take good stock of what's going on in your life and just really bring forward all of the positive energy that you have in yourself and put it forward and put it together and take it and make something better. Because no matter what you do in this world, it's... The world is out to get you, okay? You have no control over this. The world is trying to kill you. It is trying to put you into the squeezer and squish your brains into mush and splatter it all over the place. And there is nothing you can do about that. So, what you have to do is be the best you that you can be. Because otherwise, who's going to care except you? You got to be good. Got to be great. That's why I want you to buy my book, because I like it. I think it was good. Jack thinks it was good. EW, did you think it was good?
Actually, I think you're one heck of a poet, to be honest.
Well, thank you.
I always brag about your poetry.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see any of it online posted. I don't see you bragging about it. Come on, man. Prove it. Put your words in your computer.
To people every day, from old school. There's a book you didn't think I was going to break out, did you?
Did you know that is going out of print? Actually went out of print last week.
Did you know I own the ebook version of it?
Did you know that I own the print version of it and that I ordered 20 more copies to be able to sell?
Ooh, cool.
Yes.
Okay, you want the answer to John Leguizamo? Sorry, I had to do that.
You've got 10 seconds to comply.
Tuan Fu.
Gesundheit.
That was the film he was in where he was the
I didn't like that movie much.
No, but that was the film that she told him that she liked most from him. And he's like, really? Of all the films, you had to remember me in drag?
And I would have thought he would have gone, "Oh, seriously, girl!"
No,
I would have figured that because he does that in the movie.
My all-time favorite is his role in, Spawn. Because, I mean, the best line for it is, you know, every time someone farts, a demon gets its wings.
Yeah.
Oh, look, twins.
Why? Separate and succinct. Disparate and distinct. Everybody should buy that book. Do you know why? Because the freaking title is a poem.
And don't mess that up. That's not desperate.
Yeah, it's a completely different situation.
Somebody else said that once already.
I know, and I had to correct them. With aplomb and dignified, distressful responses of permeability.
Oh, we're going with the P's again, aren't
we? I love the P's. The P word. I had an English teacher when I was in high school. I had him in three different grades of English. And he had this thing about context. The word is escaping me right now, but I'm pretty sure it's a C word, about the sound of words and how you use the words to sound like what you're trying to make it sound like. So it's like when you want to get this whole perfect ambiguity, you make these words that all like are alliterations, like all of these bum 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 bum.
Yeah, there you go. Jack wants
to. I have to reply.
Inquiring minds want to know. Actually, it was a good book. There's quite a few interesting stories, but what really caught me by surprise, you know, Greg really bragged about the poetry in there on it, and it was all your poetry.
Yep.
And I started reading it, and I'm going to be honest with you. I do not like poetry.
I know. I get it.
I don't like it. But when I started reading yours, I was like, dude, this is good.
Well, poetry is about writing a story, but with feelings more than about showing. It's about feeling it, not showing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's like, okay, great, you saw the werewolf go down the corridor, whatever. That's not what poetry, but poetry is about getting you to feel that it's breathing down your neck, and that's right. It. It's not about getting you into a state of terror based on you get the situational analysis, you see, you fear, whatever. Poetry is about making you just feel it. That's it.
This is true.
But yeah, no, when Greg asked me to do that, he's like, really? You think so? Okay, cool. Because he had him and Louise Bomer had a whole bunch of people lined up that they were writing what they called old school style stories of horror. So you get a werewolf, it's like, he's a werewolf, he's big, he's grungy, he's like, rawr, and whatever. And the whole tying thing was, is I wrote a poem in different styles for each one, presaging each of their stories, and then one at the end, wrapping them all up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is cool. This is a challenge. I could do this. It's like, yeah, let's do this. And it was pretty. One of my favorite poems that I wanted to do in that book didn't get done because it didn't do a succubus.
Oh.
So that's in my book that I released there, Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct.
Hmm. We're going to have to put out a second TMV Cafe Fun book, because I know you got stuff in there, too.
Yes, I did have stuff in there, and I have my own fun books coming out soon.
If I remember right, there's Rules of Zombies or something like that.
I have three different types of fun books that are going to start coming out soon. I just haven't decided what I'm going to do or how I'm going to do them.
Mm.
But I know what they are, and they're pretty much already written.
Coming soon to a library near you.
Well, maybe jumping out of a scary place to near you, yes. Zombies! So he's making a comeback in movies, too.
Who's that?
Pee-wee Herman. You know who I mean, right?
Yeah, I know who you mean. I just left it as that.
That's all I was saying. It's like, because I don't know if you've ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. He has that whole death scene at the end of the movie. He's like, "Erg, erg."
That's the best death scene ever.
It's like, yeah, that's just hilarious stuff. Well, we are nearing the end of the show, which is like, oh, now that means I'm going to have to go because I've got comic books to read. I got a whole pile of them sitting right over there. I'm going to go read them soon. Oh, by the way, kids, if you really want to piss off your really religious types, buy the Heroes in Hell book series, because I've got some stories in a couple of them. Jack has some stories in a couple of them. Larry has some stories in a couple of them. And it's really fun. But also, get your Buddy Christ coin bank. That just came out this week, too. But no, basically, I really, really, really want you to buy Heroes in Hell books. Because there's some really good stories. And I want you to follow me on Facebook. Facebook.com, zombiezach.zz. I'll be Canadian with it. Twitter, just Google up Zombie Zach, you'll find me. Come back to the archive location, which is teamzombiez.com/AR in capitals. And I'm sure I'll have more stuff for people to check out and glom out and grok on, boys and girls! Yeah!
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.